You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey folks, it's Will and Wendy here. Right before the show starts, we wanted to say a quick hello and kind of discuss the fact that
we are living in extraordinary times right now. It's an incredibly difficult time. We're all basically in quarantine mode, and the COVID-19 virus has become pandemic. And so a lot is happening in terms of theaters being shut down and tours being shut down. Everything is postponed, suspended until it's a big TBA right now.
And Hamilton was about to open at the Pantages, and SpongeBob is at the Dolby,
yes.
and Book of Mormon is wrapping up its last week here at the Amundsen. And we had a fantastic interview that we did with their Elder Price, Liam Tobin, and we wanted to share that with you. So we conducted the interview before we knew that the show would be closed until further notice, and then they're going to head off to San Francisco. But we wanted to play that interview for you, so here it goes.
It's Curtains Up on another episode of West of Broadway, a celebration of musical theater on the West Coast. I'm Wendy Rosa.
And I'm Will Armstrong. And you did such a good job. Okay, it's full, like, full disclosure, we're driving right now. We just left the Amundsen Theater, where we got to interview
Liam Tobin,
who is playing Elder Price in the national tour of Book of Mormon.
Yes.
And
which was so sweet.
I saw my husband Bill and I went to opening night of Book of Mormon, and it was incredible.
And Will, it was your first time seeing it.
I had never seen Book of Mormon.
That's so hard for me to comprehend.
How long has it been?
Forever.
Forever. Because I remember after 42nd Street closed, Graham Bowen joined that company of...
Graham Bowen,
yeah. Who I adore, and his beautiful wife, Kara Cooper, who has a podcast.
On our Broadway podcast network.
Exactly. So shout out to Graham and Kara Cooper. I know that it's been around forever, but it's one of those things where it was just about timing, because I knew it would be amazing.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it took me forever to see Forrest Gump. When that came out, I did.
Oh, really?
I was like the last person I needed to see it. And then when I saw it, I was like, I love this. I love this. So my husband had seen the show before.
Right.
And he watched me watch the show.
Oh,
because,
that's fun.
Yeah. And I had to formally apologize to the people sitting in front of me because of my cackle.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't.
I mean, that it is a guffaw show.
It is.
Especially with your sense of humor. Like, it just is beyond the beyond. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it is, those of you that aren't familiar with Book of Mormon, it is definitely a show for adults.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to bring your kids because there is some subject matters.
There's some subject matters.
But they handle it very, very well, and they raise a lot of really great points. And
it is fun.
Yeah, it is. Matt Parker and Trey Stone are geniuses. And
Casey Nicola. Just magic.
Absolutely. So, yeah. So I'm glad I got to finally see it. And I'm glad I got to see it with this cast. Liam Tobin was wonderful. The entire ensemble was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
My really good friend Leonard Sullivan was in the ensemble. He played one of the folks that lived in Uganda.
Yes, and I was just looking at the playbill today and saw that a former student of mine is also in the ensemble, Matthew Sims.
You must be so proud.
I am a proud mama.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what you're doing to help create the next generation of entertainers is just, that's a big responsibility. I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I don't know how much responsibility I have for these people, but I certainly enjoyed teaching them.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, it just... Just to be a small part,
100%
of the journey and stuff, and to help and to, it's incredible.
Yeah.
So, we got to sit and talk with Liam Tobin right before tonight's performance,
yes.
And so we're gonna play that interview right now.
Let's do it.
Liam Tobin, welcome to West of Broadway.
Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
So I have not spoken to you yet. I've just been setting up my recording equipment because I was afraid to gush about how amazing you are beforehand. But I saw the show the other night on opening night, and it was incredible.
Oh, thanks.
And you were spectacular. So thank you for your amazing performance.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for coming.
And And it was a great crowd. Opening night was a great crowd.
Oh yeah, amazing. Yeah, yeah, we've been having amazing crowds here in LA. It's really been great.
Yeah, that was my question. How are you enjoying LA?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's great. You know, it's nice to be in a big major metropolis. Mm-hmm. You know, the crowds are going insane for the show. It's a beautiful theater. It's also really nice because sometimes around the country you play like huge barns of a theater, like you go to like the Fox in Atlanta, yeah, or something that seats like 5,000 people. Whereas here at the Amundsen, even though it still seats a lot of people, they're really, really close.
You can feel the audience.
Exactly. Yeah. The pit isn't too huge. Right. So like it's it feels a lot more like the theater in New York, mm-hmm, at the show, and a lot more of a similar experience with the audience.
You were a standby for Elder Price on Broadway.
Yes.
And did you get to go on quite a bit?
I wouldn't say quite a bit. Mm-hmm. I went on maybe a handful of times. I don't know, maybe like 25, 30 or so. But yeah, it's been awesome now for the past, I guess, year and 3 or 4 months. I've been doing this show, 8 shows a week on tour, and it's nice to be on stage instead of playing cards.
Did you start with the New York company or did you start on the road?
I started with the New York company, yeah.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. December of 2018.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I had never seen the show. I knew it was amazing.
You never saw the show before you saw it here?
I had never seen Book of Mormon.
Oh, great.
I've seen it 3 times. It was so great.
My husband saw it, and he had seen it before, and he loved it, and he watched the entire show just watching me watch the show. And it's the first show I've seen in a long time where intermission happened, and I was like, I'm not ready. I'm not ready.
No, such a good time.
It was such a party. It was incredible. The entire ensemble is just incredible.
We've got a really great group. I mean, everybody in every department is kind of really fantastic. So it's kind of a joy all around.
The Book of Mormon family must be so big at this point.
It's huge. Yeah, we're one of, what, 5 companies?
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, there's a lot. And they will frequently be like, hey, you're going to Australia next week.
How fun.
That was Bud, my buddy, who just got sent over to the Australian New Zealand company, wow, which sounds cool. But, yeah, I actually had 12 hours notice before I sent out onto the tour.
Wow.
So, like, that's how they roll. Sometimes, especially when you're a standby, you kind of sign a contract that says, you might be told to go to London tomorrow, and that's kind of what you accept. And so thankfully it wasn't, you know, too far away. But it was like I showed up at work and the general manager was like, hey, you're going to the tour tomorrow morning. I was like, great, I guess I'll go home and clean out my fridge.
Right. Well, so you are happily married. Yes. What is that like on tour? Does she come with you?
She does, actually.
Oh, how great.
Yeah, which is fantastic. Yeah. So it really changes.
It makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because that's kind of the main thing about being on tour is like, it's great. It's a fantasy world, except you're away from your family.
And that's a big except, like right?
It's yeah.
Like, it's a big trade-off.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So with that, like not being an issue for me, it's great because she runs her own business, and she can do it basically from her computer from anywhere.
Wonderful.
So it's like it's perfect. Yeah, we're very, very lucky in that regard.
So great. And what's the next city that you're going to?
San Fran.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Orpheum or the Curran?
The Golden Gate, I think.
Golden Gate. Yeah. Okay, great. How exciting. So you're here until what date?
We're here until March 29th.
March 29th.
Very good.
Nailed it.
Your publicist.
Fantastic. What's one of your favorite kind of Book of Mormon stories that you have, either behind the backstage or something that sticks out for you?
It's a tough one. Well, it's always fun to see people go on mid-show.
Yeah.
Sometimes. I mean, it wasn't me, but the Elder Price, because in New York there are 2 standbys for Price and 2 for Cunningham. So he called out at intermission, and then Bud, my fellow standby, had to go from like a full beard, clean shave, do the whole thing, because this guy hadn't called out in a long time.
Yeah.
And so neither of us were really kind of expecting it, especially mid-show. And sure. So it was like kind of a big to-do, and everybody's all stressed and running around with costumes. And so, I mean, that's kind of what I love about theater most, is when things kind of go wrong, and then everybody kind of comes together to fix it, and especially on stage, too, when like a prop falls out, or that's going to affect something plot-wise in the next scene, and people kind of communicate just with their eyes.
Isn't it amazing? You become like a collective one.
Yeah, exactly.
It's indescribable.
Then, yeah, you get off stage and you're like, I just knew you
that
were going to do that.
Happened.
And then you did the thing.
Yes.
A lot of those smaller moments are really kind of what keeps me in love with theater. Yeah.
What are some of your techniques? Because, I mean, it's a demanding show. How do you stay fit, like with life on the road and doing 8 shows a week? Like, what are some secrets?
Well, it's tough. I feel like every show and every track, even in every show, you kind of have a lot of different things that are required of you, either vocally or physically. And, you know, in my last show, I could go to the gym and lift weights and stuff because, well, A, it was kind of like required. I needed to be a little like bulkier for the role, but like, in Beautiful, I didn't have to dance. I didn't have to do kind of really much of anything. But so I could afford to kind of go out and work out and do a whole lot of touristy things or whatever throughout the day. These days with Elder Price, I kind of chill a lot more because, I mean, the theater is kind of like a, I mean, the show is like a 2.5 hour jazzercise workout on its own.
You just said jazzercise.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, so I don't really go to the gym a whole lot. I kind of just kind of conserve, make sure I get a lot of sleep and stuff. And
yeah, that's very responsible. I like that.
Yeah.
So yes, so thank you so much for all your time. I know that you're about to go on stage, and so we'll let you get back to prepping for the show and stuff. But I just I'm so glad that we had a chance to meet you and talk with you, and for me to get a chance to tell you how much respect I have for you. I think you're so talented, and the show is really amazing. And we wish you continued luck and success on the rest of your tour. And thank you for your time.
Oh, thanks so much. Excellent. It's been great talking to you guys.
You too.
All right. How great is he?
He is the sweetest.
Such a pro, and I'm so impressed with him and how professional he is and how seriously he takes this. It's a really demanding role, and like, yeah, so.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I appreciated what he was saying about how with, you know, every role that you play or every different job that you take, you kind of figure out what the demands are of the job, and then you kind of have to orchestrate your life accordingly. I so relate to that because there are some jobs where it's like, okay, I can do this show and I can actually live a full life around it. And then there are some jobs where you're like, okay, I'm doing this job and I basically am a nun or a priest during every single other moment where I'm just like in shutdown mode and I have to save every ounce of what I have for the show.
Yeah.
And it sounds like Book of Mormon asks a lot of him.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. But how wonderful to be on the road with your significant other.
Oh, that's, it's the best.
It is. That's pretty
great.
That's
a Barbie dream come true right there.
Yes. Barbie dream. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But so speaking of fitness and how he was talking about, like, we were touching briefly on his what he does to stay in shape, which is kind of, I guess he just kind of dials it down and just tries to burn as little calories as possible. Our friend Joseph Carolla, you know, from 567 Broadway.
Love me some Joseph.
Who went with us when we went and saw
Margaritaville?
Nope. Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
Who went with us when we saw Who went with us when we saw Rock of Ages? And then we saw him at Margaritaville.
Yeah.
He sent me this audio file that I wanted to share with everyone. I asked him to, because he is a bit of a fitness guru, he created a program called 567 Broadway, which helps people at all different fitness levels exercise. And
he's like, he is some sort of, like, he's like a... people are so in love with him. I have to go take his class.
He's a fitness guru. See,
thank you. He just, like, the people that follow him are so in love with him, with good reason. I mean, he's just so lovable. But his program, too, I think it's changed people's lives. Like, I've seen some of the videos of, you know, he did that DVD.
Right.
And then I've seen videos that he shared of high schools in the middle of nowhere that have no arts programs, that have no dance outlets at all, and they've sent him videos of school age kids doing the 567 Broadway videos, and it's so heartwarming. They're so into it. He has really tapped into such a needed element that he can give to people, you know, wherever they are. And I think it's so important and so wonderful that he did that.
He's such a good person inside and out. Mm-hmm. And for him to find a way to share that goodness in such a great way is just...
He's sparkly.
It's brilliant. It's really, really brilliant. And a bit selfless for him to do this, like to create this. So anyway, he sent me this little audio file, which is basically a... how to begin your own fitness journey, and I'd like to share it right now.
Listen to it.
Hi, Wendy and Will. Thank you so much for having me on today. And most importantly, I want to give a big thank you to the West of Broadway family for tuning in today. My name is Joseph Carolla, and I'm the creator of a fun dance fitness program called 567 Broadway. 567 Broadway is a fun dance fitness class all set to Broadway music. It's so much fun. You can dance with me online, or if you're here in Los Angeles, come take a class with me. You can find more information about that at 567broadway.com. Now, with that said, I wanted to give some tips if you're new to getting back into fitness, or if you started, you're just wanting to find fun ways to exercise. I wanted to give you tips on how to help you and guide you so that you stay motivated and you find what is right for you. So it seems it's going to be simple, but it's actually, it takes practice. So we're going to have three things to focus on. The first one, I highly recommend trying different things. I know for me, I love dance fitness, hence why I created 567 Broadway. But I love dance fitness, and I know there's different dance fitness classes that I don't necessarily connect to, but other people do. And that's where I want to suggest to you, trying different things, be open to trying different things, but also be open to saying, you know what, I don't like that. And you know what, I recommend not doing that. Do what makes you happy. That is the most important thing as well. Maybe you don't have a lot of time. Go on YouTube. YouTube has so much stuff. You can find stuff on there. Try new things there. Try. That is the most important thing. Get out there and don't be afraid to be, you know, uncomfortable for a little bit. And, you know, again, you'll find the right thing if you continue to try different things. So that leads me to two. I already said it already, but if you don't like it, don't do it. This is, again, my suggestions, but I know for me, I'm not going to take a class that I'm just not having fun. There's no point, because mental health is important. And if I'm miserable while working out, why? No. We have to take care of our mental health as well. So I highly suggest finding something that you connect to that challenges you. But at the same time, fun is important, especially when working out, because this is about longevity. And number three is make small goals. So much, especially after the new year, it can be like, let's make 50 million. I'm going to take 7 classes in 1 week and I'm going to do all these things. And realistically, we're setting ourselves up to be disappointed. So I highly recommend setting some small things, like maybe in a week, you're like, I'm going to try 2 different classes. You know what? That's amazing. You're moving, you're sweating. And as long as we're moving forward, that's all that matters. I am a firm believer that we do have to take care of ourselves, both body and mind. So as you continue to try new things or find what is working for you, just make sure that you're not overstressing yourself out and that you're really taking care of your body and mind. So take those into consideration when you're trying to figure out what works for you fitness-wise. You do have 567 Broadway if you're on West of Broadway. I know we all have a love for Broadway. And I know for me, Broadway music inspires me, moves me, and has always motivated me since I was a kid. And that is why I created 567 Broadway, as a fun way to sweat, to work out, and to have fun. All right, so keep working hard, West of Broadway family, and I'll see you again soon. Thank you, Wendy and Will, for having me on.
Thanks so much, Joseph. That was great.
Incredible.
Lots of really great, useful tips.
I especially loved the one about making attainable goals, because I am that person who I will make this unattainable kind of set of rules and expectations for myself, and then I'll get bummed out that they're not happening. So now I'm learning how to do one or two things at a time.
Well, good for you.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Joseph, and thank you Liam so Tobin for your time as well.
Yes.
And we really loved getting to know you, and we wish you and our entire musical theater family everywhere the best in this very challenging time here dealing with the coronavirus and what that looks like right now for everyone.
It's uncharted territory, and we all just need to support each other and continue making art.
Exactly. Thanks so much for checking out our show and listening, and we encourage everyone to follow us on social media. I'm Will Armstrong PR.
I am Wendy _ Rosa.
And we are also on Facebook. Just search West of Broadway or Will and Wendy. I'll run one word. And you can always find us on the Broadway Podcast Network, which we're so grateful to be a part of that family.
We love them.
And special thanks to our friends over at Broadway World for always streaming our shows.
Yes.
And so, yeah, that's it for now. So everybody, wash your hands, take care of yourself, and take care of each other. And until next time, if you're looking for us, you can find us just west of Broadway. Broadway.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.